Today we're going to study the Rambam's tshuva to Ovadya HaGer about the status of the convert in Judaism. Again, Ovadya the Ger was an early 12th century Italian convert to Judaism. He was born Johann, son of Drew, around 1070 in a small town in southern Italy. He was a Catholic priest who converted to Judaism in 1102. And he asked the Rambam about some of the texts of the tefillah, that if whether the convert should perhaps, as a convert, he should maybe change it a bit. And it seems though that that the Rambam's response reflects not only on the Nusach HaTefillah, the text of the prayer for the convert, but really his answer reflects on the status of the convert as a whole. The Rambam is this tshuva is in the Shuta Rambam Simon Reish Tzadi Gimel. And the Rambam writes that Sha'alta al iskei abrachos v'atfilos bein that Ovadya the Ger asked about the blessings and the prayers that he says by himself, or if he's davening, presumably as a shliach tzibur. Should the convert say, "Our God and the God of our fathers," because the convert's father is not necessarily Jewish? He wasn't Jewish. It wasn't so. Hashem wasn't the God of his fathers. Should the convert say, "Asher kiddushin with the savitzivado," that God sanctified us with His mitzvos? Well, He didn't sanctify us, I guess, because the convert did not come from someone who presumably stood at Har Sinai. V'asher hivdilanu, v'asher bacharbanu, that God separated us, that Hashem chose us. V'shein chaltos avoseinu, v'sheotzisanu be'eretz Mitzrayim, God, you took us out of Egypt. Sha'asen nisna avoseinu, did miracles to our ancestors. V'chol kayotzi be'ele ha'inyanim. All of these types of blessings that indicate that you are blessing God for something that He did to our ancestors should not apply to the convert because his father is not Jewish. So should the convert change the text in all these prayers? So the Rambam writes, "Yesh lecha lomar ha'kol kitikudam." The Rambam says, "No, don't make any changes. Al tishana davar. Do not change a thing. Ela kamoshi yispala v'yavara kol ezach miyisrael. Kach roi lecha levarach. However, your average citizen, Jewish citizen, prays. That's what you should pray." And he says, "You should pray this way, whether you're praying privately or whether you are shliach tzibur." What's the rationale for this? So the Rambam says the following: Ikar davar she Avram Avinu hu shelimei kol am. Avram Avinu taught all the people, viskilam vodiyam daso emes, and he taught them the religion of truth, viyichudo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the singularity of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ubat avodah zarah, and he got Avram Avinu rebelled against avodah zarah, vehefer avodaso, he rejected the service of idolatry. Avram brought many people under the wings of God's divine presence. And he taught them, he commanded his children, his household after him to observe the way of God. Therefore, says the Rambam, anyone who converts until all generations, anyone who believes in monotheism, just like it's written in the Torah, Talmido shel Avram Avinu, all of us, Shalom uvnei beso, heim kulam, and you are the student of Avram Avinu, and his household. They are everyone who's a convert is part of Avram Avinu's household. Hu echzir osam lemutav kivishem shehechzirs anshei doro b'fiv v'limudo kach hechzir kol hasim lisgayer betzavaso. That any, just like Avram brought many and from his generation back to the idea of monotheism, so too Avram, in a sense, will return all of those who convert, because Avram is challenged, he's by God, he's charged by God to command his children and his descendants after him to follow the way of God. So therefore, anyone who converts is considered a member of the household of Avram Avinu. Nimtza Avram Avinu hu av lezaro, hakshem rahochim bidrachav av letalmidav b'chol ger sheyizkar. What emerges is that Avram Avinu is the father for his descendants who followed in his path, but also the father to his students and any convert who converts. According to the Rambam, any convert is considered a child, as it were, of Avram Avinu. And therefore he says, L'vichi yeshecha lo bar elokeinu v'kei avoseinu, she'avram hu avicha. Therefore we can say that God is the God of our fathers, because who is a father of the convert? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, he may not be our quote-unquote biological father, but he is our spiritual father. And you can also say that God gave Eretz Yisrael to our ancestors. Why? Because Avram need the haaretz, because the land was given to Avram Avinu. Because God said to Avram, arise and walk in the land to its length and its width, because I will give you the land. So the Rambam then writes, but if to say, shall say Sodom and Mitzrayim, shall say Nisla Voseinu, regarding the text that Hashem took us out of Egypt, or Hashem did miracles to our ancestors, if you want to change that to say that you took Klal Yisrael out of Egypt, that you can do. But if you don't change, it's not a problem. Because you entered under the wings of the Shechina. And he said, there's no real difference between us and you. And the Rambam writes, called Nisim Shinasu Keilu Keilu Lanu Ulechal Nasu. And all the miracles that were done, it's as if it was done to us and to you. And the Rambam cites Pesukim in Yeshayahu that essentially converts are treated as people who were born Jewish. And the Rambam goes on and he says, Vedan, you should know, ki avoseinu sheyatzu mimitzrayim, that our ancestors had left Egypt, rubam ovdei avodah zarah hayu, most of them were ovdei avodah zarah, were idolaters, nisarvu bagoyim, they were mixed among the nations, v'lamdu ma'aseim, they learned their deeds, ad sheshalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban shel kol anviyim, v'vdilanu min ha'amim, until Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu, and he separated us from the nations, v'chnisonu tachas kanfi hashchina, he brought us under the wings of God's divine presence, lanu chog hagerim, for us and for all the converts, v'sam l'kulanu chuka achas, and he placed for all of us one law. There's no difference between the born Jew and the convert. One law for all of us. V'al yehei yichuscha kal beidecha. And don't let your lineage be light in your eyes. Im anu misyachsim la'avram yisof yaakov, ata misyaches l'misha amar b'hayahola. If we have yichus to Avram Yisof and Yaakov, you have yichus to God. And so according to the Rambam, there is no difference between the convert and the born Jew. And he said, and for the Rambam, there is a connection between his philosophy and the halacha. Basically saying we are all converts, so we can start the story from Avram Avinu. And in fact, in the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he also starts sort of the story with Avram Avinu. He talks about the history of idolatry, and he says Avram Avinu rejected it all. According to the Rambam, the beginning of this journey towards monotheism begins with Avram Avinu. And anyone who believes in it is considered a child or a descendant of, or student of, Avram Avinu. There's no difference between the convert and the born Jew. And this actually is in stark contrast to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in Sefer Kuzari, in Mamar Aleph, Os Chavav and Chav Zayin, so he cites this conversation between the Kuzari is a work which tells a story between the work of this book is a story between a conversation between a king and a chaver, the Kuzari, the king, and a chaver, a scholar, a rabbi, as it were. And the Kuzari says that the king says, oh, I see that your Torah is all given to you. And the chaver, the rabbi, says, yeah, that's correct. But he says, anyone who wants from the nations, he can convert and he can be part of our nation. Ach lo yeh shavimanu, but he's not going to be equal with us. So the Kuzari, again, I don't know what he holds. It's not clear what he holds halakhically. He didn't write a halakhic work. But philosophically, he feels a convert is not on the same level as the born Jew because his ancestors did not experience Mamre Har Sinai. In fact, in Mamre Aleph Os Tzarihei, the Chaver basically does not begin with, he does not begin the history of monotheism with Avraham Avinu like the Rambam does. He begins with Adam HaRishon. And basically says that there were always individuals who had this divine connection, this belief in God. It started with Adam. Initially, it was just individuals. So it was Adam, and then it was Hevel, and then it was Shais, and then it was Enosh. Eventually, it was Noach, and then it was Avraham Avinu, and then eventually it was Yitzhak. And yeah, once Yaakov came and his children followed this path, so then eventually we became a nation. But for the Rambam, we begin the story of monotheism with Avraham Avinu. The story of monotheism is a story of conversion. Avraham Avinu converts, and he converts other people, and Klai still convert. And that's not how Yehuda Levi understands. Yehuda Levi understands that there were individuals who believe in God, and at some point, there was this mass revelation to Klai Yisrael, and they have certain status that people who did not experience that, or whose ancestors did not experience that, they are not on the same level. And again, it's not clear exactly what the Rav Yehuda Levi would hold in terms of some of these rules. Would the convert say the same text as the Jew? The Rambam is so convinced that the status of the convert is like the born Jew that at the end of the Rambam's Tshuva, he writes that, okay, don't change the text of the brachos, and I'll bring you a proof from Maseches Bikurim. In Maseches Bikurim, so there, we learn that what does a convert do if he brings Bikurim, the first fruits? So it's true that the Mishnah says that the convert can bring the Bikurim, but he can't make the declaration because he can't say the statement of Asher Nishpa Hashem Lo Seinu Lo Seislanu, that Hashem promised to our ancestors to give us the land. And according to the Mishnah, it says that the convert is supposed to say Elokei Velokei Avos Yisrael, that our God is the God of the fathers of Israel. But you're not supposed to say the God and God of our fathers. And what the Rambam writes is, even though this is the basic Mishnah, this is a Stam Mishnah, a non-Mishnah Mishnah, as follows Rabbi Meir, says the Rambam, it's not the Halacha. Because the Rambam is so convinced that the convert is treated exactly like the born Jew, and that he can say, okay, I'm saying, and he says, this Mishnah is not what we hold like. In fact, we hold like the Yerushalmi. The Rishalmi cites Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with the Mishnah Bikurim. And Rishalmi cites a Rabbi Yehuda who says, no, the convert can bring Bikurim, and he can say Elokeinu Velkei Avoseinu. Why? Because our father was Avram Avinu. So Avram was the convert's father, just like he is a born Jew's father, and therefore you can say it. So the Rambam feels so strongly about his position that he's willing to say the halacha is not like the Stam Mishnah, Maseches Bikurim, but it's like the Yerushalmi, where we say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Meir. Halacha lamasa is that the Ramah actually writes, says there's a whole discussion, can the convert say Shelo Sadi Goy? So many poskim write, so there's a discussion halacha. Many poskim write that the convert can, yes, he can recite Shelo Asadi Goy. Mogen Avraham cites that opinion, based on some. It could be based on some mekubalim that these brachos are said each and every day. So in the morning, maybe he has a spark of kedusha. So every day is a new creation, and he's now, once he converts, he has the status of a Jew. But this is an interesting question from a textual standpoint, nusach hatfilah. But at the same time, I think it's more than that. Rav Yuval Shurlo wanted to argue that maybe this could be a question about Let's say if it comes to sperm donation or egg donation. So is it better to get from a Jew or a non-Jew? There are many different halachic questions relating to that. And and what we hold, essentially, one of the reasons why there's sometimes advantages to having maybe a non-Jew, let's say, as an egg donor, as opposed to a Jew who is an egg donor. There could be halachic reasons for an advantage of a non-Jew, but some poskim hold that it's better to have a Jewish egg donor as opposed to a non-Jewish egg donor, because how can you have a non-Jewish egg donor, a child coming from the egg of a non-Jew, even if you convert the child, but still it's coming from a non-Jew. Now, is that a problem or not? Some poskim are bothered by this, some poskim are not bothered by this. So Rav Yuval Shurlo says, maybe this might depend on if you hold like the Rambam or you hold like Rav Yehuda Levi. If you hold like Rav Yehuda Levi, so there's some this preference to being, again, it's hard to know, Rav Yehuda Levi is saying this from a hashkafic standpoint, but if you buy into this whole argument, there's a difference between a born Jew and a convert, so maybe it's better to get, there's some advantage, so you're getting an egg donor who's Jewish, whereas according to the Rambam, there's no difference. You can get it from a non-Jew and you can simply convert the child. Maybe. But what's fascinating, again, is the Rambam feels no difference between a born Jew and a convert. Everyone who believes, whether they're born Jewish, whether they believe in monotheism and they accept upon themselves Torah and mitzvos, they are all children of Avram Avinu, a fascinating position by the Rambam.